It's really funny. Anchor is broken. I'm going to have to get a new server because it doesn't have a save button unless you add some kind of... I haven't even listened to them. You have to add some stinking music. I mean, you probably can't hear me anyway, but now you can't hear anything but stinking music. I mean, this is kind of bullshit. Maybe it's broken or maybe they're just being terrorists. But I uninstalled it and reinstalled it and re-logged on and all the deal and still got no save button. So I can't play my machines against the people, primarily telephones. Everybody walks around here with a phone. In Japan, many years ago, every single little girl had a phone before anybody else had them. It's very popular. And basically, they eat your fingers and your hand because there's radiation. Like, you can understand the posture always the same. It lets the bacteria get in there. And it also actually dissolves the muscles and stuff. So, I mean, basically, that's one machine that I'm using right now, which now I was using my hand to hold it, but now I just put it on a table and wiggle it. Then you have the, you know, it's like Bill Gates' first triumph was like every office girl in the world using his computer had to have her tits removed. So his ante up was like a million tits, you know? He was way up there. And, you know, that was office machines. Then it was the radar guys with Reagan. It was like all the guys doing the air traffic control strike because of problems with the thing and the heads disappearing and the overwork and the heads disappearing. So he just fired them all, you know, and got the mercenary army to take their place and gave them good money and a lot of, you know, different machines. And those guys were just all, that was 1980, I think. But there's machines against the people, besides the military, obviously. You know, just working, like work against the people will be the next show. That's like how every job you get in prep, in temp, is lethal. Like they always, like you come home from work and you can put your clothes in a bag because it's covered with toxic chemicals. Every job. Warehouse jobs has anti-mongol stuff, you know, all these things. And, but the machines against people, like the example would be a phone. You know, a number of things you use that destroy you, and then like television, like the CRT monitors are way big. They were X-ray machines. They really like to, I mean, very rarely do they not take a 50% chunk out of the population of some. And it turned out at the millennium, everything was kind of weird. We just had this huge riot, like everyone in the country in the forest, and all the cities were deserted, and nobody knew where everyone was. And then they came out with the idea of an Iraq war, and it worked out very well for them. Iraq war veterans against the people, but big time. But it's machines like DuPont. I'd have to just leave it there because I can't offhand, because I don't use machines except DuPont. But the radiation and the constant posture, like if you're a driver, as well as driving through some clouds of, you know, bioweapons as you rush through town with your windows open to be macho. You know, they just, you know, I drove like I don't know, I drove like a lot of miles and I walked almost as much. Walking is not a machine, but when you walk along the side of the road for 200,000 miles or more, there's a little tilt to it. And it's really not very nice. But most people don't do that. Like, I walked around the Earth four times to the equator. Way halfway to the moon. I was on my way back when they got me. It was like, I had a van. And it was like, I had to go downtown for, I just walked, I had a van, I had to go to work, I just took the bus. It's like, yeah. But just the miles I drove, I mean, I eventually got tunnel vision. And when they took my license, you know, it was fairly okay because, you know, I knew I had tunnel vision. And some kid stepped in front of me like I was going over one of the bumps in my neighborhood. I probably wouldn't have seen him that much if he ran into the road. You know, I wasn't really aware anymore. You get like, it's like, you know, truckers don't do it. I don't know why, but. You know, that's another machine. Your car against you, but you know what? It also, you fucking, you know, you're like, I mean, a lot of people, I would rather die. Let's face it, at this point in my life, after a year after being beaten to death last year, for being what I am, which is pretty sick from various torture and other bioweapons. I mean, you don't get a million things and not touch anyone for 10 years. You know, at this point, I would have to say a whole lot of you would rather die. That the people, you know, so I mean, I'm against the people. I mean, in terms of there is 70%. Not really, not so much. Almost entirely the top 30. Girl, a little bit on this 70%, but mostly still against people in the top 30 that would rather die. Yeah, I would say the top 30. I mean, maybe all of them, Democrats, Republicans, and the Army, 20% under the Army. That includes all Trump supporters, except for Tulsi Gabbard, all of them, you know. It's all bullshit. But see, now I have no stop button, so I can't stop this freaking thing. Ugh.